We feel that the situation right now is a crisis that needs to be addressed immediately with premium relief. That's God out there. I kind of like to tell the story this way. On my farm, on my livestock farm, I have a farrowing operation. Right now, I have someone who's doing my chores at home, and I have sows farrowing pigs. If they're not taken care of right now, I lose those pigs, I lose the income. And that's kind of what we're facing with farmers and rural people out there. We need to get that relief out there right now so people know where they are. Our organization reached out to a number of farmers across the state besides just our members. And I can tell you from the multitude of stories, this is a real crisis that needs to be addressed and needs to be taken care of right now. So I appreciate the fact that this bill here does talk about immediate relief. How you do that, need to find a way to do that with the governor and with this legislature. People need to come together and get this done. And I appreciate the effort and this bill being put forward. I also want to raise a couple concerns in terms about reform. I think relief first, and I think we need to carefully examine the issue of reform, about what could be done. I think the idea of looking at reform is important, but I want to urge some caution. And for example, one particular area that I would urge some caution on is the idea of bringing in for-profit insurance companies versus nonprofit. I think before you do that, you better very carefully examine that issue. Need to look at what went wrong with the current situation with profit for insurance companies. You know, our organization knew this was in big trouble back in July and August. And we saw what was coming, and we were very concerned about it. And when we ask those questions, and when we make this conversion, and we have a number, you know, for example, when you look at the Blue Cross Blue Shield, when they're looking at $1.5 billion in reserves, and the first piece that came out as we're talking about this issue was the concern about the profitability of the insurance companies. And the real first issue of concern should have been about the people and the health care for people in the state of Minnesota. That should have been the first concern.